Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making
Dr. D, here on the Poetic Energy Network station. I'm sorry, we're having a little bit of a technical difficulty tonight, so I may not be able to take your questions or anything tonight, but we're still going to go on with the show. So I'd just like to say welcome. Thank you for joining me tonight. I hope everybody has had an awesome day. What do you think about this weather? What's going on? Hey, Michigan weather, what's going on? I'm enjoying it, but I'm telling everybody, hey, work on that immune system. Get that immune system up to par because you know this is not natural for Michigan, okay? So I just want to serve warning. Don't let me be the one to say, to have to say, I told you so. So just make sure your immune system is up to par. Make sure you're eating all the right things and doing all the right things, getting your rest and plenty exercise and good water and things like that. You know, herbal remedies if you have to, whatever you have to do to keep the body strong and healthy, because you know your health is your wealth. And your health is definitely your wealth. So we want to take care of ourselves. We want to, you know, feel good. You know, I mean, we want to look good, but we want to feel good. I want to feel good. So tonight we're going to get into some enemas. Remember when we were young and we did enemas? Did anybody else do enemas besides myself? My mom gave us enemas on a regular basis. And between that and all the other herbal remedies that she had going, we were really healthy kids. We were really healthy until I got up maybe around about junior high when I started wanting to do things my way and didn't want to do the poke salad greens and the dandelions and things like that. I wasn't taking any more castor oil, you know. But up until that time, I was really, really healthy. My brothers were all healthy. You know, we played outside all year round, and half the time we didn't have hats and had little jackets and things on. So, you know, some of those things really paid off in a big way. And, you know, we really need to get back to the basics, back to body basics, back to taking care of ourselves and doing all those things that we did or we remember our parents doing, you know, eating like we were supposed to eat and staying away from all this old processed food. What's up with all this processed food? Everywhere you look. You know, we got to get back to sitting down at the table, having dinner together. You know, everybody's so busy now. It's like, okay, I'll be off in a few minutes. What you want me to bring you? What you want to eat today? You know, but we got to get back to taking care of ourselves and just back to feeling good and loving each other and loving ourselves. And you know, half the time I think when people are frustrated and stressed out, it's truly because they're compacted. You know, there's so many constipated people running around in the world. Now, I know you may laugh and think it's funny, but it really isn't. There's so many people that are just compacted, and they don't know what to do about it. You know, nobody's talking about enemas no more. Nobody's talking about, you know, your bowel movements when you go to the bathroom and things like that. And we got to get back to the basics. My affirmation for this evening simply says, I am willing to forgive. Are you willing to forgive tonight? Forgiveness of myself and others releases me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer to almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself. I forgive and I set myself free. Is there something you need to forgive yourself for tonight? You know, sometimes I look in the mirror and I tell myself, I'll say, you know, forgive me for not treating you so well tonight, you know, or today. Forgive me for not doing this or forgive me for not doing that. I told you I often tell my feet at the end of the long day, I rub my feet and caress my toes and I tell my feet, thank you for supporting me today. I know sometimes I don't always do my best in taking care of you when I crawl in those 5-inch stilettos, you know, but thank you for supporting me. So we just have to know that, you know, we have to forgive ourselves sometimes for things that we do out of ignorance and, you know, just look for a better solution. Just ask God to lead us and guide us to a better way in taking care of these bodies that belong to him. There's just things that we have to know that, you know, we can do better when we know better, when you know better, you do better, right? Yeah. So tonight we're going to be talking about some good stuff. We're going to be talking about enemas tonight. I was sharing some information earlier today on flaxseed. I know you guys hear me talk about flaxseed all the time, but I think that it's simply because I believe everybody should be taking flaxseed. And I don't bite my tongue about that. Everybody should be taking flaxseed because it is such, there's such a plethora of benefits in taking flaxseed. I want to give you guys my website address, so in case you miss anything tonight or need to get in touch with me, I want to see what we're doing. You know, go to my website. Take a look at that whole food nutrition that I've been telling you so much about, that Juice Plus. You know, it is an awesome, awesome product. It's a juice that has been fruits, fresh fruits and vegetables, organic, that have had the water removed and the powder encapsulated, and it's a form of bridging the gap between what you eat and what you don't. You know, very few of us get between 7 and 13 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. And this is a way to bridge the gap. And there is research there to prove that it gets into the blood. And once it gets into the blood, it does what it says it do. No claims. We're not making any claims to heal or anything, but it will bring about positive health benefits so that the body can just do what it does so well, heal itself, heal itself. So go to my website at www.yourgoodhealth.info and take a look around. I just want to let you guys know that I am not a medical doctor, so the information that you hear on this show is not to treat or diagnose or anything like that. What we do is I'm a naturopathic doctor. And all that means is that I use natural modalities such as herbs and whole food and good water and exercise and prayer rather than synthetic drugs, you know, to help the body do what it does so well, use its intrinsic abilities of healing itself. I don't heal anything. You don't heal anything. The body heals itself. You see, God made it like that. And when we do give it what it needs in order for it to do it, it'll do it. It'll do it. So, you know, I would suggest you guys, you know, take a hold of the flaxseed. Get on the flaxseed bandwagon. Do you know that research suggests that the benefits of flaxseed helps to combat the onset or reduce the symptoms of, so many things, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, heart disease, colon disease, prostate cancer, breast cancer, menopause, inflammation, bowel disease, IBD, colitis, arthritis, depression, burns, acne, weight loss, asthma, menstrual pain, any kind of menopausal symptoms, hot flashes, migraine headaches. It's just good stuff for so many things. And the list goes on and on. And it seems that more and more benefits of flaxseed and flaxseed oil and flaxseed lignans are being discovered through increasing research, y'all. You got to really get with the flaxseed. I'm telling you, I have it every day. Flaxseed can be mixed into 10 to 12 ounces of juice or water. I put it in my smoothies. You know, I know there's some that say, you know, don't put anything in your smoothies but vegetables, and I truly understand that, but I experiment with me, and I find out what works best for me. Everything is not for everybody. You know, you'll hear me say a lot of times, I'm raw. I'm not 100% raw, nor do I have a desire to be. I'm about 85% raw. I eat on average some days, maybe 2 or 3 days a week, I want me a little steam food, and that's okay. I'm healthy, and but for those of you that do embrace the raw eating regimen, that's fine. That's fine for you. I have friends that's Seventh-day Adventists, and they're vegetarians. And did you know they're known as some of the healthiest people in the world? And they're not totally raw, but it's just finding what works best for you. Reverend Milcomus of the Hallelujah Acres diet, he's, I think he's 85% raw. I think he has one meal a day that's cooked. On an average, I do. Some days I don't want it. But when I want it, I want to be able to have me a little steam something, whatever, broccoli or something, you know. And I do it, and it's okay. It's fine. But, yeah, flaxseed, it promotes the general well-being of the body, and it's beneficial for treatment of a variety of health problems, as you just heard me read off. You know, so I suggest you seriously think about and, you know, put it in the process. You know, think about it, go get it, and start using it. I always recommend organic. You know, whenever possible, always do organic. And so, as I was saying, you can put it in like 10 to 12 ounces of water and or juice, you know, and make sure you drink plenty of liquid. I would suggest 2 tablespoons in the evening and in the morning, but start off slow. Start off, you know, if you're not used to taking it, start off, take it easy, you know, maybe start with a tablespoon, you know, split it up twice a day until you see, you know, you can handle that, you know, and then move it up. But always grind your flaxseed right before you get ready to use it, okay? Never grind it and store it up, you know. It's always best. You get the omegas from it, and then it doesn't turn rancid, you know. So you want it nice and fresh. Put it in the coffee grinder. That's what I use, my little Cuisinart coffee grinder. Put it in there and grind it right before you get ready to use it. So with that said, I can tell you some awesome things about flaxseed. If you want to know more, you know, just shoot me an email at the letter Y is in yellow, B is in boy, P is in Paul, O is in orange, 411@yahoo.com. And I can send you some more information over on that. But tonight, I want to talk about enemas, because enemas are truly a beneficial way of helping the body clean and detoxify itself. So I really want to get into enemas. You know, that's something we don't hear too much anymore. You know, you don't hear of people doing enemas. You hear of colonics. You know, different people do colonics, but you rarely hear of enemas. So, as I stated, when I was younger, I had a mom that just believed in taking care of us lovingly and doing things for us naturally. And it was awesome because we reaped the benefits of it. So that's why I wanted to talk about it tonight. I've been sharing it with some of my clients, and they've been having such awesome results. And I say, you know, this will be a good thing to talk about tonight. So with that said, I just want to say if you have not had an enema, you know, or if you have some kind of issue, please consult your practitioner or your doctor or your medical person, whoever it is that you see, okay? But this is just some information I want to share with you tonight on enemas, okay? So now, enema is a procedure used to get liquid into the rectum and colon via the anus. And it's done with a little tube. I don't know if any of you remember, but I know when I was little, we always had that enema bag. Remember that red enema bag? We always had one, and we use it for everything. We use it for if you had a sore leg, if my brothers was out playing football or basketball and they came in with a sore leg, we used it for that. We used it for enemas. It was used for hot and cold, you know, the both. You know, we used it for everything. So it's just, it's amazing that you don't hear about enemas too much anymore. So that's why I think tonight I was really led to, you know, get into some enemas. Let's get into some talking about cleaning, our keeping our colon cleansed. Because, you know, before you start to nourish the body, you got to clean it. And it the perfect way to take care of the colon is washing it, giving it a good washing, you see? So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. In fact, it is a way to wash the rectum and the colon as a means to support your body with hydration. It also helps when your body is congested, and it helps in the process of elimination. And they're also used for diagnostic procedures. And it can be an effective way to do a natural detox. It can be awesome to use when you're detoxing or with your cleansing program. Now, some will say, you know, you don't want to use it at this time, but I highly recommend it. I just say, you know, you check it out for yourself. But an enema is one of the most supportive and effective ways to make a difference in how you feel emotionally and physically. Because I truly believe that a lot of grumpy people walking around are just constipated. You know, I've had people to tell me that they haven't had a good bowel movement in I don't know how long, you know. Enema can be very helpful in eliminating excess waste that builds up in the colon from eating things like refined and processed foods, or foods that's high in fat and foods that's high in sugar. And normally when foods are really high in fat and high in sugar, they're low in fiber. So these types of food can cause like a peristaltic weakening of the colon. And it can become, your colon can become ineffective in elimination. So this is a good time to use enema. It can also help with things like IBS. With this, foods will get stuck along the journey. You know, our food travels. It travels from the cecum up the ascending colon and into the hepatic flexure over into the transverse colon. And then it begins to go down into the descending colon, on out through the sigmoid and the rectum and the anus. So a lot of times when you feel this stuffiness and your stomach feels kind of bloated, this would be a good time to do an enema. Okay, so now when the colon is toxic or impacted with stuck fecal matter, guess what happens? The poisons are being distributed instead of being eliminated. It's being fed right through the bloodstream, right through the colon into the bloodstream. That's why it's so important for us to keep ourselves clean, you know. And this is how a lot of times toxemia can arise. Now, what's going on inside of you will show up on the outside, and that is so for real. If you have problems with acne and things like this, you're having all different kinds of breakouts and rashes, and you don't know where they're coming from, you know, then this is an indication of what's going on in your colon. So I just want to, you know, let you know that is a perfect indication of something is going on. If you're dealing with odors, do you have an odor and you don't know what to, you bathed and done all, but there's this odor, you know, that's an indication that there's something going on in the colon. And I just want to let you guys know that, you know, everything is all straightened out now in the studio. And so if you have a question, you can feel free to just press number one on your keypad, on your telephone keypad, and you can feel free to ask a question if you like or a comment or whatever. But I just want to let you know that everything, we did get everything all straightened out. Okay? So now, like I said, what's going on the inside, it will show on the outside. And if aggravation and irritability are going on the inside, then I bet you feel aggravated and irritable on the outside too. So an enema can help you to shift those feelings by making you feel cleaner and clearer and lighter and refreshed, as toxins and old matter are safely removed. You know, and the same thing happens when we have a colonic. For those of you that have not experienced a colonic, do so. I recommend it, you see. But then enema is a way to do that irrigation, that cleansing process on your own at home. And, you know, Dr. Ann Wigmore, she highly recommended enemas. In fact, she said if there's something going on, you know, if you find yourself catching colds and after the I had hoped my son could join in on the call tonight, on the show tonight, because I wanted to let him know, you know, my little grandson has had a succession of colds since he's been born, and I just wanted to let him know to, you know, it's time for an enema. Because a lot of times, you know, we don't want to use naturopathic means as we do medicine. You know, sometimes we can become so accustomed to saying, okay, well, oh, I got a headache. Okay, well, instead of saying take aspirin, we may say, okay, well, here's some Willow. You know, you still don't want to treat the symptom. You still want to get to the root of exactly what's going on. So with that, you want to address the issue. And the first thing should be to cleanse, because you'll be surprised how a lot of times when you just do a simple enema, everything dissipates, the headache, everything, it dissipates. So you want to become more accustomed to finding out exactly what's going on instead of masking instead of just treating or masking the symptom, because you can do that naturally as well. But we want to get to what exactly is going on and alleviate, remove, and disassemble the actual problem itself or the issue itself. Now, enemas are recommended during cleansing. Like I said, it's a good time to cleanse if you're doing some kind of weight loss regimen or detoxification program. And they offer great support for the body during these times, because there are so many toxins being stirred up. They're being unconstrained. And from the change of diets or cleansing programs, and they need to be removed. And if you are changing your eating regimen, say you're cutting back on meat or giving up meat or incorporating more fresh fruits and vegetables, then truly consider an enema, because this would be a most beneficial way to help get some of those stirred up toxins out of the body. Enema is very effective when used at the onset of a cold or flu, as I mentioned. Why? Because it helps to move a stagnant lymphatic system. And an enema can stimulate movement and release the mucus within the lymphatic system, within the lymph system, which can leave you feeling immediately much lighter and totally refreshed. So it's just something to consider, you see. consider an enema instead of just grabbing a quick fix. Enemas can be used during the time of stress to support and to relax the mind and the body. Enemas can be used more regularly to keep your system clean and to and service once you have performed a deeper cleanse. It's a perfect time after you've come off of a deep cleanse. This is a perfect time to regularly just do a light cleanse. The enema is like a good friend that you can turn to when things start to weigh you down. I mean, literally. You see, when things start to weigh you down, an enema can be like a good friend that you can turn to get things started, to get things, to lighten the load, so to speak, okay? And there's different kinds of enemas. I'm sure that you may have heard of the sodium phosphate. That's one that you can buy commercially. I don't recommend them. I do not recommend them. They're disposable enemas, and they're more than likely sodium phosphate-based. And sodium phosphate enemas are used to relieve constipation, true, and to cleanse the rectum normally before medical exams. Like if you've had a colonoscopy, it was probably a sodium phosphate-based enema. There's mineral oil enemas. Mineral oil enemas treat fecal impaction. It helps to really get things loosened up and so that it can be eliminated. Follow a mineral oil immediately with a cleansing enema. And I highly recommend Castile. Castile soap is one of the most awesome cleansers. But then after the Castile, you still may want to go in with just a clear water, just some good clean water, and because it will help to improve the impaction. And you know what? This is something we've got to start using more on our children. You know, I ask little kids a lot of times, have you ever had an enema? They don't even know a lot of older people don't know what enemas are. I'm not saying adults, but older young people, they don't know what an enema is. They'd be like, a what? An enema? So it's a good thing to do an enema. Enemas are really good. Now, there's controversy. I must say there's controversy as to whether or not, you know, enemas are good or not, but I highly recommend enemas. There's a yogurt. You can do a yogurt enema. Yogurt enemas are recommended for treating irritable bowel syndrome. Also, yogurt is good for treating intestinal parasites and mild constipation. Now, I'm talking about plain yogurt, plain, the good live yogurt that has a lot of good live bacteria in it, because yogurt contains live bacteria that regulates the digestive system and other parts of the body in case of disease such as cancer and conditions including hemorrhoids. A yogurt hemorrhoid is really good. I mean, a yogurt enema is really good, but any conditions having to do with hemorrhoids, you guys. Also, this is one that I really love, and it's a coffee enema. Now, coffee enemas are used to detoxify the body, and many terminally ill patients, including those with cancer, has used coffee enemas as an alternative to medical treatment. Coffee enemas is one of the natural methods used to detoxify our bodies. And many individuals have used this method because it's economical and it is effective. Now, unlike most saline enemas, which uses water, coffee enemas have a greater benefit because of the presence of the caffeine. This is one time that I would suggest using caffeine as a mold in an enema instead of drinking it, because drinking caffeine, coffee, it can be kind of dehydrating. It can dehydrate you, and it can cause constipation. But in this instance, as using it for enema, it's just the opposite. Now, and it's simply because the caffeine contains thermobromine, and thermobromine, it's a colorless and bitter alkaloid, and it's really good. It's derived from the cocoa bean or from the coffee bean itself, and it's also found in chocolate products, and it's used in medicine as a diuretic or a vasodilator. It dilates the vessels. It'll dilate them. So now it's good for that. And it also has thiophylline, which is a colorless alkaloid. And it also has other contents, coffee does, that makes it perfect for an enema. Now, since coffee is a stimulant, it'll go right to the hemorrhoidal vein, and it'll reach your liver directly. So any of you that's having issues with your liver, we were discussing the other day concerning liver, and I said, what I want you to do is get up, go to the bathroom, go to a mirror where there's a lot of light, and look in the mirror. Look at your eyes. Look at the sclera of your eyes. Is there a yellow twinge? Is there a yellow tint to them? If so, you need to work on your liver. And I can't think of a better way to work on your liver than with a coffee enema, because coffee will go right to the liver, and it stimulates it. It'll go right through the hemorrhoidal veins to your liver directly. And when the liver is stimulated, the detoxification process will speed up, and compacted matters such as toxins and waste matters and other matters will, and other property toxins will come out from the small intestine with the coffee, which is introduced in the body. Now, this is experience. It feels really good because we can see a huge amount of toxins being flushed out from your body. If you ever do a coffee enema, you will be amazed at what you see. I'm telling you, I want you all to go to eBay as soon as you can and order you an enema bag. It also comes with the douche apparatus as well. So, you know, and it's just something that we should have. I remember when we were young, every home had them. Sometimes you go to each other's bathroom and use the bathroom, they'd be hanging up on the shower curtain, remember? I know I'm not the only one remember that now. So I know somebody else remember it was a hot water bath hanging up on the shower curtain. So now it's just an awesome process to use to help you feel better, because it will flush. And you know what? When you do a coffee enema, the smell is horrible. That caffeine pulls them toxins. I mean, it's like it holds them hostage and takes them out of your body. And it's black in color. The process, the elimination itself, it's black in color. So you'll see that it's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. But I just like to encourage you, the next time you're not feeling well, instead of grabbing for something, even before you grab, you know, reach for an herb or something, please try an enema. It's also important to use organic coffee, and if possible, lightly roasted beans, which have more caffeine. Regular non-organic coffee is full of chemicals, and we don't want that, even in an enema, you know, because why? We're trying to expel toxins. We're drawing toxins out. So we don't want to put toxins and chemicals and pesticides back in. So it's very important that you use a coffee that's organic. And it can be absorbed, you know. Chemicals can be absorbed. So we don't want to do that. Also, in the process of using enema, use distilled water. This is one of the times that I do recommend using distilled water. You know, normally I am a component for alkaline water, but this is a good time to use distilled water. Why? Because distilled water will pull the toxins, and then they're automatically eliminated after you retain it for a certain length of time. I say 5 to 10 minutes, 15 if you can. You know, retain it as long as you can, and then expel it. So that's a good time to use distilled or either purified water, but I recommend distilled. And this is a way to ensure you have the cleanest, purest body, or the cleanest, in fact, it's actually dead water, you know, entering the body so that it can and pull as many toxins as it needs to. Coffee enemas are also useful and in relieving headaches. Have you ever had just one of those headaches and it just came on all of a sudden? You don't know what happened, where it came from, or why you have this headache. This is a perfect time to have an enema. When introduced through the colon, coffee does, it doesn't act on the nervous system like it does when you drink it. You know, sometimes you can drink coffee and it'll make you like jittery and kind of nervous. Well, when you're using it in an enema, it doesn't do that. It's also important to know that coffee enemas are also useful in relieving all sorts of rashes. And like I said in the beginning, if you have some kind of rash and you've tried everything and you just don't know what this thing is all about, and it comes in a most inconspicuous place. You see, like the back of your neck or someplace on your face, you see, and you wonder, what in the world? I haven't eaten any. Try an enema. Allow that the process of your body to eliminate through your colon, evacuate your colon. Another good thing to use for a colon is fresh wheatgrass juice. Now, a wheatgrass juice enema stimulates the liver also, and it cleanses it. And wheatgrass enema's nutrients are absorbed by the hemorrhoidal vein just inside the anal splinter. So then it's drawn up, and it goes in and does a massaging of the colon. And this is a good time to use wheatgrass is if you are recovering, if you have an illness where there's a fever involved, then this is a good time to use a wheatgrass enema, because wheatgrass juice tones the colon and is also absorbed into the blood. Therefore it adds oxygen and energy to the body. So if you're weakened, if you have had a sickness where you were really weak and you know, you're coming back, you're getting your strength back, this is a good time to use a wheatgrass enema. And for that, you use pure water. For an initial enema, you rinse the colon and then use about a cup of water to 4 ounces of fresh wheatgrass juice, and you hold the juice for 10 minutes while massaging the colon area, and then you expel it. Okay, so that's a good, wheatgrass is really good to use in a colonic, like I said, if you've had some really kind of severe sickness. Now, I just want to remind you guys that if you have any questions tonight, just feel free to ask, just press 1. On your keypad, and you can come in. I'll see your hand raised, and you can come in and ask a question if you like. not only on colonics or enemas, but anything else you feel you want to ask. Another solution for enema is good. It's catnip. Catnip is effective for stomach and digestive conditions and for childhood diseases. You can use 2 cups of very strong brewed tea to 1 quart of water. It's awesome, especially for little kids, especially for little children. It's really, catnip is really good to use on children. Another one is Partiaco. It normalizes the pH in the body, and especially against immune-deficient diseases like chronic yeast and fungal infections. You can use 2 cups of very strong brewed tea to 1 quart of water, and that'll help in fungal infections and yeast infections. Another one is spirulina. Spirulina helps to detoxify both the blood and the bowel. And you can use about 2 tablespoons of powder in 1 quart of water. Lobelia is another one. Lobelia is known as the thinking herb. Lobelia will go in, and if it sees something that needs to be corrected, lobelia is the herb for the job. Lobelia counteracts food poisoning. So if you've ever had food poisoning, you know, a lot of times we think that food poisoning is, I've heard people say that they had like a 24-hour virus. But did you know that actually there's no such thing? Normally, if you've eaten something and it affected your body in the manifestation of a 24-hour virus, normally it's something of a food poisoning nature. And lobelia counteracts food poisoning, especially if vomiting and is present. So if you're having a lot of vomiting, you may want to consider lobelia enema. It's an antidote herb, and you can also take it by the mouth, by your mouth, and through the mouth. Another good remedy for enema is aloe vera. I just so have to get me another aloe vera plant. I had one, and I broke a piece off, and I must have just broken it down too far at the root or something. But I don't know. It just never did well. It just ended up dying. I tried replanting it, and it just did not make it. So I want to get another one. Aloe vera heals the tissues. Now, and this is another good herb to use if you have hemorrhoids. That's why I say it's important to have an enema bag, because if you're having hemorrhoid flare-ups or irritable bowels or diverticulitis, boy, my mouth is really dry tonight, or diverticulitis, then you want to consider something like a healing herb like aloe, and aloe is awesome for that. Now, another thing you can use is lemon juice. You see, isn't there a lot of things that we can do? But if we just seek, we'll find these things out. You see what I'm saying? Just by seeking them out. You know I'm not the only one that had enemas when I was young. So now, lemon juice rapidly neutralizes an acid system, and it cleanses the colon and the bowels. But wouldn't you think it would? Because in the morning, you know, I always tell you, in the morning, sit you a glass of water by your bed at night. And any of you that purchase those, that it's not really mayo, it's dairy-free, you know, those are the perfect jars to keep your water in by your bed. You know, you could put your water in there, put you some lemon juice in there, and put the top on it, and in the morning when you wake up and you start moving around, turn over and drink a couple of sips of that water. When you sit up, drink a couple more sips of it, and you'll find out that it's just so it's so good for helping that peristaltic action of the colon get started. And before you know it, you're in the bathroom, evacuating. Acidophilus is another good product to use in an enema. It relieves gas. It's good for yeast infections, any kind of candidus. And you put about 4 ounces, mix 4 ounces of powder in a quart of water. And most enema bags are a quart to a quart and a half to 2 quarts. You can find some 1 and 2 gallons also, but, you know, a quart, quart and a half, that normally does it. So I just want to suggest to you to consider an enema the next time. And please, everybody, purchase an enema bag. Purchase an enema bag. Like I said, go to eBay. I love eBay. Anything I want to find, I'll check with eBay first. If I can't find it on eBay, then I'll check other places. But check eBay, okay? I've been asked by several people, can you get some and sell them? Go to eBay and get you an enema bag. So now, with that being said, I want to open it up. If you have any questions, if there's anything I said tonight that you need clarification on, this is the time. We want to take good care of our liver. We want to take good care of our kidneys. Do you know that every time I look around, I'm hearing somebody being put on dialysis? You know, we got to stop this madness. This is madness, y'all. You know, we got to take care of ourselves. I can't stress it enough. If you don't take care of yourself, if you don't take control of your health, somebody else will. Somebody else will. And we cannot turn our health over into the hands of anybody but us. I'm going to share with you one evening what happened to my brother being in the hospital and how they gave him a medication that totally would not filter through his liver. You see, so we just have to know that we've got to ask questions. You know, I'm not saying that I have anything against doctors. Totally, absolutely not. I'm just saying that we began to use medicine, running to the doctor like it's, you know, for headaches and for colds. What's going on with that? You see, Hippocrates said, let medicine be our food and food be our medicine. We got to start looking at what we're ingesting, what we're eating, get rid of this sugar. You know, I say all the time that sugar should have a skull and crossbones on it. I see we have a caller, from the 734 area code. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Hello, doctor.
Good evening.
I wanted to ask you about if you don't have the until you get the powdered or the if you just have capsules and those things that you mentioned, is it okay if you take the capsules? Will they help as well?
Yeah, they will help as well, but I'm just saying this enema is a process where you can actually wash the colon. So, yeah, that's good, but enema actually washes the colon, and that's why I was kind of speaking on that tonight. But, oh, yeah, there's different kinds of detoxing. You know, there's different ways to detox. There's different herbal preparations to use in the detoxing process. But I was just speaking of as far as just washing out the colon. Enema is the best thing to use for that.
And with this coffee enema, do you cook the coffee?
You don't boil it. You just kind of let it steam and then or simmer, and then you remove it from the heat and you use it warm, not hot, but just warm, like lukewarm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening tonight. If there's anybody else that would like to ask a question, we still got a few minutes left. And I just want you to feel free to, like I said, visit my website. I am really excited about as many of you tonight that has really called in concerning the Juice Plus. It's phenomenal, as you all that are on it will see. But like I said, it's a way to bridge the gap for what you're eating and what you don't eat. So take a look. Go to my website, www.yourgoodhealth.info, and just take a look around. We've got some exciting things coming up. We've got a class that I'm going to be starting soon. It's called Body Basics. And it's just talking about some of the things that I share with you at night, you see, on the show on Tuesdays. It's sharing some of those things because we just got to get back to the basics. We got to get back to the basics and taking care of these bodies. So that's exactly why I've been led to just do this class, and we can all come together because we have a wealth of knowledge that we share with each other, you know, and we just gotta know that we gotta do what we gotta do in order to live a healthy life, live a long, healthy, prosperous life. I don't want to live to be old and be sick, and you can do something about it, you know. I mean, that, let's face it, things happen. You know, but you, for the most part, when you take care of yourself, it's a proven fact that those that take care of themselves and eat right and get their ample amount of sleep, sleep is so important. Our rest is so important. If you guys only knew, you know, at night, at between 9:30 at night and 6 in the morning, healing, that's when we're getting our healing hormones. And when those healing hormones aren't being released, then you find out we gain weight, and we normally gain it around our stomach area, and that's exactly where we don't need it. You know, that's the most harmfulest kind of weight that you can gain is around that stomach area. So, you know, I just want to encourage you tonight to just take care of yourself. We go to visit the sick on Wednesdays in the nursing homes and hospitals. And let me tell you, that's no joke, y'all. You know, seeing people that's sick, and some of them can't feed themselves. Some of them are sitting waiting for somebody to come feed them, and nobody's there to do it. So please take care of yourself. I guess that's about it, other than the flaxseed. Go out and get that flaxseed. I had one of my friends tonight. She said, listen, I'm going to get my flaxseed in my grinder tonight, so we're going to give her applause tonight because she went and she took care of business. She said, she's proven that, listen, I'm going to do this for me. So we're giving a kudos tonight to Miss Linda Bridges, because she said, I'm going to do this for me. I'm going to do this thing. So I want to encourage you, you know, when you hear about different things here on Here's to Your Health, you know, start implementing them. The Bible says be doers of the word, not just hearers, deceiving your own self, and see how good you'll feel. Do it for 30 days, and then call me and let me know how you feel. Okay? Well, with that being said, I just want to thank you all so very much for tuning in tonight to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. D, brought to you. Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station, and we are so glad to be able to do this. I am so honored. I'm so humbled because this is my passion. I'm doing what I love. So with that said, I want to leave you with my closing affirmation. It says, I turn every experience into an opportunity. Each problem has a solution. All experiences are opportunities for me to learn and to grow. I am safe. I am safe. You are safe. We all are safe. So thank you for tuning in tonight, guys, and have a blessed evening. We'll see you next week, same time. Same station, same place, here on Blog Talk Radio, and have a blessed night. I love you guys. Bye-bye.